It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Season 16, episode 11, show number 358.
I am really excited. Oh, by the way, I am Danny Fought, and I am here with
I don't know who I am. Oh, I'm Mark Gunn, host of the Irish and Celtic. No, wait, wrong podcast.
No, not that one.
It's been years since I've been a host of a Renaissance Festival podcast.
I'm going to do a little fanboying right now. I get to host a podcast with the one and only Mark Gunn, but we should probably play some music.
All right, let's do that.
Well, I think we just played a track.
Oh, we did.
That first song was Scattery Island Slide and the Jig of Slurs by Empty Hats from their album Empty Hats 5. But have
right
you ever
now,
been to
yes.
Scattery Island?
I've never been to Scattery Island. Do you know where Scattery Island is? Is that an actual place?
It is an actual place in Ireland, actually. And
yeah.
Scattery comes from Inniscattery, which comes from Inniscathy, which comes from Inniscathy.
You're starting to sound like that guy from A Big Fat Greek Wedding. Yes, everything comes from the Greek word of scattery. It comes from scatter to scatter. And
so it's really just Kathy, but now we call it Scattery Island. And I don't know how the slide came from there, but, you know, I always like to learn a little geography.
I have to look that location up, which would try to make a difference, too, because I know, like, you know, different parts of Ireland, you get different sorts of styles of tunes. Donegal has a wide variety of stuff that you don't think typically associate with Southern Ireland, for instance. The reels and the jigs and such, they start pulling in the polkas a bit more and the waltzes. Waltzes are not typical Irish.
I did actually pick a waltz for this episode, but I don't remember which one it was. So this is going to be an exercise for the listeners. Find the waltz.
The next song is Humors of Shul, performed by Gypsy Gorilla Band from their album Ernie's Pot of Gold 2.
You know, I read a little bit about this one, too, and it's actually the Humors of Skull, but nice effort anyway.
I appreciate it.
This is Vince Conaway, Hammer Dulcimer player, telling you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a highlight of talent from the festival circuit. Come see Paulo Garbanzo, Christoph the Insulter, Jacques the Whipper, Shakespeare Approves, Chaste Treasure, and so much more. Plus, you know, me. Situated around a beautiful lake, the village is full of incredible vendors and has some of the best food on circuit, which is to be expected in southern Louisiana. I look forward to seeing you there in the fall.
Okay, it's time now to do yet another new tune, because we're going to get them all out of the way in a hurry before we all drop dead.
Oh.
This time, the bosun gets to sing.
Mm-hmm.
ship a ragamuffin is lying at the quay. What a pink old man with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay.
Pull up on our way down to the bay where ship and anchor lays to command a gang of navies I was told to engage. I thought I'd stop to drink a while before I went away. Wanna take a trip on an immigrant ship to the shores of Botany Bay.
Farewell to your bricks and mortars. Farewell to your dirty lies. Farewell to your gangways and your gangplanks. And to hell with your overtime. For the good ship ragamuffin is lying at the quay. Wanna take poor Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay.
Well, the boss came up this morning, and he said, well, Pat, you know, if you don't get those names out, I'm afraid you'll have to go. So I asked him for me wages, and demanded all me pay, and I told him straight that I'm gonna emigrate to the shores of Botany Bay.
Farewell to your bricks and mortars, farewell to your dirty lies, farewell to your gangways and your gangplanks, and to hell with your overtime. For the good ship of ragamuffin is lying at the quay. A shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay.
And when I reach Australia, I'll go and search for gold. There's plenty there for digging, also I have been told. Or else I'll go back to me trade and 100 bricks I'll lay, because I live for an 8-hour shift on the shores of Botany Bay.
Farewell to your bricks and mortars, farewell to your dirty lies, farewell to your gangways and your gangplanks, and to hell with your overtime. For the good ship ragamuffin is lying at the quay. For to take poor Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. For to take poor Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay.
Never ending ending.
Run up the guns, boys.
I serve no man but me.
Run up the guns, boys.
The pirate die free.
We'll not bend the knee to anyone, no count to their will. Grab your cutlass, throw your cannons, buy a shot, give them hell.
Offered amnesty if we would only stop. We should offer him to save me, boys, and he can just piss off. For the privateers and corsairs have joined our noble cause. Our goals are same, you'll find your grave at the bottom of this pond.
Run out the guns, boys.
I'll serve no man but me.
Run out the guns, boys.
They're pirate and die free.
You'll not bend the knee to anyone, no coward to their will. Grab your cutlass, hold your cannon, fire a shot, get them out.
Embrace the law and then I let you live.
Sitting in my spine!
No, you won't! Take it if he did. His days on earth are numbered and I see him when he sleeps. His death will be on my hands when
no one will be. Run out the guns, boys.
I serve no man but me.
Run out the guns, boys.
They're pirate and die free.
We'll not bend the knee to anyone, no power to their will. Grab your cutlass, load your cannon, fire your shot, and give them hell.
Spain, I've been to France, I've killed a man or two. Never let no English dog tell me what I can and cannot do. So take your filthy pardon and your condescending gloat.
My condescending for freedom! As the slides across your throat. Run out the guns, boys.
I'll serve no man but me.
Run out the guns, boys.
They're pirate and die free.
You're not the need of anyone, no coward to their will. Grab your compass, load your cannon, fire your shot, and give hell. Run out the guns, boys. Run out the guns, boys. Run out the guns, boys. Run out the guns, boys.
Fire shot, give
out! Run out the guns, boys.
I'll serve no man but me.
Run out the guns, boys.
This pirate and die free.
Will not bend the knee to anyone, no coward to their will. Grab your cutlass, load your cannon, fire shot, give out! Grab your cutlass, load your cannon, fire shot, give out!
Never let it be said that the ferry community is not resilient nor resourceful. With ferries around the country closing down or canceling seasons, fair performers, vendors, and fans are coming together to support each other. Fair Relief 2020 is a Facebook group dedicated to helping each other during this difficult period. Vendors can let potential customers know what they have available and how customers can purchase their wares. Performers can keep the community apprised of both in-person appearances as well as online performances regardless of venue. fans and customers alike can ask questions, offer support, and get a little glimpse of life behind the scenes for their favorite vendors and performers. Just this past weekend, the group saw offerings from leatherworkers, brewers, bowyers, blacksmiths, and performance announcements from a variety of performers. Sooner or later, the current restrictions on travel and large gatherings will end. We all look forward to that day. But in the meantime, come join the growing community at www.facebook.com/FR2020. That's FR2020. Thank you.
Dublin's fair city, when I was a kiddie, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. I was a young kitten, but I was quite smitten with her cockles and muscles, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, sharing cockles and muscles, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger feeding cats who did wander, just like her father and mother before. They each wheeled their barrows, feeding cats fat and narrow, sharing cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, sharing cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Died of a fever, nine lives couldn't save her. The cats we did mourn for sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels her barrow, feeding cats fat and narrow, sharing cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, sharing cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, sharing cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Molly Malone, The Cat's Perspective, and Planxty Hewlett. That was performed by yours truly from my album Whiskers in the Jar.
I got a story to tell about that particular selection. I was looking for Planxty Hewlett, which I'd really never heard of before, but just decided, no, I gotta have it. And sure enough, up comes Mark Gunn, Planxty Hewlett.
Why were you wanting Planxty Hewlett?
Should I reveal my secrets about how I do this?
Yes,
I have a database of music, and I just kind of randomly wander through it. And something that doesn't look familiar or looks really cool, I zero in on it. And Planxty Hewlett. I knew what a planxty was. Of course, a song giving thanks that O'Carolan would write, the Irish harpist, of course, to say thank you for someone who had hosted him at their home. And it came along with Molly Malone from the Cats' perspective. So I thought, you know what? Let's just go with that and let's find another Cats song to follow it up with. So it all sounds nice and goes well together. So I decided I wanted The Old Gray Cat. I found one that sounded really cool. I don't know who your whistle player was on that album. Yeah, it was your song too. I couldn't use two in a row. So I found another one, and I guess I might as well just go ahead and...
Which is actually the same performer as the one on my album, actually.
No way. Oh, my goodness.
April Knight played the tune on I Was Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers, I think it was the first one. And then, of course, she later recorded it for her own album.
I had no idea.
Well, this might sound familiar.
Yeah, except this one has some really nice harmonies on it. And I love the whistle when it harmonizes with another instrument, especially another whistle. So I was really happy with this particular track, which I suppose we should go ahead and tell people what it is. The Old Gray Cat by the Tulston Troubadours. And it's on their album, Rennies of Unusual Sound.
Fan of medieval and Renaissance history, then join our crew of discovery. Renaissance Magazine covers history, fairs, and reenactments. 6 issues a year allows you to explore nearly 1,400 years of wars, art and science, and daily life. Find a treasure trove of images and behind-the-scenes stories of Renaissance fairs across the country. Subscribe at renaissancemagazine.com. Thanks, mateys.
Stopped for a drink as he got dry. Down
was The Well Below the Valley O by Circled by Hounds from their album Chasing Our Tails.
This brings us to the segment called The Archives, where we feature performers who are no longer performing at fairs, sad face. They did perform at fairs, and that's awesome. So the funny thing is, I talked about you the last time I did some podcast recording in the archive spot.
What I want to know, what was this about?
Oh, yeah. I was asking about this pirate person.
Oh, that guy doesn't exist. I don't know where this rumor came from, but it's not true. So.
Well, he no longer exists because he was featured in the archive. And by definition, that makes you not exist anymore.
Yeah. And Clandestine was absolutely spectacular. They're coming up in just a second. They were just top notch. The original Clandestine, which features Jen Hamill, who was the singer, that group of the band, she left the band, and that ultimately ended the band. They reformed a few years later, and they put out an album called Red, and that, I think Jen was not a part of it. The other two members, or three members, were that E.J. Jones, Emily, I forget the other singer. I can't remember the guy who played violin on there. Yeah, so, and E.J. Jones, of course, plays bagpipes and flute and such, and it's just brilliant.
Pretty much every band we've ever talked about, I think, has had E.J. Jones in it at some point.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I guess we should talk about the track that we're actually going to play.
Yes.
I'm really excited when I can find one that has never been played on the podcast before. Now, some of our records may be a little dicey, so maybe I missed it. But I did not find that we had ever played this track before. So the one and maybe only time that we play it, this is Clandestine performing The Ale Is Dear, which is the title track of the album, The Ale Is Dear.
Thank you.
That last song was Captain O'Kane by Green Man Clan from our album, We Go to Elevenses. And that's from my family band's album. And I asked my wife, which tracks might you want to hear on the podcast? And she said her absolute favorite is Captain O'Kane. It was the first Renfair song that she ever learned and played at a Renaissance festival long before she met me. So it has special meaning for her. So I'll dedicate that one to my lovely wife, Chris.
Aww. So We Go to Elevenses. Is that a track that y'all wrote?
So the album name is We Go to Elevenses, which it's a tribute to two very, very different things. Do you know about Elevenses and Hobbit's eating habits?
I don't know anything about that. I've never done an entire CD of Hobbit music.
Oh, did you sing about Elevenses, though?
No. Yes.
I'll have to go listen again.
I mentioned that. I think maybe I mentioned it during the show.
How many different meals are there in the day for a Hobbit? There's so many.
Seven.
Okay, so we like Elevenses, and that's also a Spinal Tap reference. I don't know if you're a Spinal Tap fan.
Oh,
but
who isn't?
We don't go just to 10. We go all the way to Elevenses. Yeah.
Do you have any Hobbit songs on that album?
We do. We have one from the soundtrack. Concerning Hobbits was the title of that one. Maybe we should talk about the Digital Renfair.
Digital Renfair? What's Digital Renfair?
They live on Facebook primarily, and also
Book of Faces. What's the Book of Faces? Oh, sorry.
Book of Faces and Minecraft. Actually, they're building the fair in Minecraft because that's really the only option they have. And the reason is otherwise we might all die. You're not going to share germs if you attend the Digital Ren Fair. What really excites me is you have this fair community. They're commenting while it's live. And I see people I know. The Book of Faces will say, hey, this person you know is also watching this thing right now at the same time. Do go check out if you also haven't. I think Mark is the only one who hasn't heard of the Digital Ren Fair. But you can check it out on the Book of Faces if you search for Digital Ren Fair.
Well, next up, we have the Dregs with Old Maid in the Garret from their album, Thank You, Sir. May I have another?
Well, I've often heard it said from me father and me mother, going to a wedding is the making of another. If this be true, then I'll go without a bidden. So kind Providence, won't you send me to a wedding? And it's,
oh dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret?
My sister Jo,
hello.
She's not handsome or good looking.
Hey.
Scarcely 15, and a fella she was courting. Now she's 24 with a son and a daughter. Here I am,
I didn't catch that.
I've never had an offer, and it's,
oh dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret?
I can cook and I can sew, I can keep the house right tidy,
yeah.
And wake up in the morning to get the breakfast ready.
Yeah.
There's nothing in this wide world that would make me half so smiley, yeah, as a wee fat man who looks just like Bill O'Reilly. And it's,
oh dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret?
So come landsman or come kingsman, come tinker or come tailor, come fiddler or come dancer, come plowboy or come sailor, come rich man, come poor man, come fool or come witty, come any man at all who will marry me for pity.
Well, he'd have to.
And it's,
oh dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid in the garret?
Oh, now either way home, for nobody's heeding. No, nobody's heeding to poor Deirdre's pleading. No, either way home to my own pity garret. If I can't find a man, then I'll have to get a carrot.
What?
Oh. And it's,
oh dear me, how would it be if I died an old maid with a carrot?
If the weather's feeling icky and you want to get away, and you wonder how the water's feeling up and down the bay, if you need a good vacation, well, you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise. Great entertainment, fabulous food, it's guaranteed to improve your mood. If you need a good vacation and you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise, bumpiliada, come play!
Visit www.therencruise.com for full details and to reserve.
The Renaissance Catastrophic Emergency Assistance Foundation is a new nonprofit organization dedicated to providing financial assistance to members of the Renaissance Festival family in need. In these unprecedented times, more of our community has found itself in desperate situations than ever before, and our goal at RCF is to help all of them. Please go to facebook.com/rcf.org to learn how you can volunteer, receive assistance, or donate. That's facebook.com/rceaf.org.
Hark, when the night is calling, hear, hear, the pipes are calling loudly and proudly, calling down through the glen. There where the hills are sleeping, now feel the blood a-leaping high as the spirits of the old Highland men. Towering in gallant fame, Scotland, my mountain name, lying may your proud standard gloriously wave. Land of my high endeavor, land of the shining river, land of my heart forever, Scotland the brave. High in the misty highlands, out by the purple island, brave are the hearts that beat beneath Scottish skies. Wild are the winds that meet you, staunch are the friends that greet you, kind as the love that shines from fair maiden's eyes. Towering in gallant fame, Scotland, my mountain hame, lying may your proud standards gloriously wave. Land of my high endeavor, land of the shining river, land of my heart forever, Scotland the brave. Well, hark, when the night is calling, hear, hear, the pipes are calling loudly and proudly, calling down through the glen. There where the hills are sleeping, now feel the blood a-leaping high as the spirits of the old Highland men. Towering in gallant fame, Scotland, my mountain name, lying may your proud standards gloriously wave. Land of my high endeavor, land of the shining river, land of my heart forever, Scotland the brave. Land of my high endeavor, land of the shining river, land of my heart forever, Scotland the brave.
All right, that was Scotland the Brave. That's by Celtic Shores from their album Let's Raise Another Pint.
Welcome to the new music segment. That album is just out this year. It's actually one of a double album, and I really wanted to play Scotland the Brave. I mean, you probably heard it before. I don't know. Do you play Scotland the Brave, Mark?
I can play it on the auto harp on the Brobdingnagian Bards album, A Fair to Remember. We had a fairly informative interlude where I'm actually picking out the melody for Scotland the Brave on the auto harp. But aside from that, no.
Fine. That's cool.
I can play it.
But can you sing it?
I've sung it like once.
There are very few recordings of anyone singing the lyrics to the song. So that's why I thought this was a special treat to get to hear that side of this song.
I guess I haven't heard this album.
It just came out. You got to keep up with the times.
I guess I have to email him and say, hey, why haven't I gotten a copy of this album?
Yeah. Oh, we just scooped the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. Really? That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. So I do know that he is working on a Celtic metal album, his second one of Celtic metal. I would love to meet Matt. He helped me write a song called Pangalactic Gargle Blaster on Sci-Fi Drinking Songs.
Oh, wow. Cool.
There's a three of us on there, and we sat down and we're just brainstorming online, and it was fun.
Well, I feel like we might be revealing a secret that we're not supposed to.
Uh-oh.
Maybe somebody already knows that Matt Hughes actually is also Angus McHugh, the pirate. Am I allowed to say that? Because normally... when there's a pirate that sounds like somebody you know, it is definitely not that person, right?
It's true. Yeah, I hear that.
But I don't think you'll mind me saying that that is Angus McHugh, who has an album out last year, actually. I'm going to declare that that's new enough and definitely new to the Renaissance Festival podcast because he just sent it to us. So coming up next, I would like to play for you Arthur McBride by Angus McHugh, and that's from Pirate's Cove.
I had a first cousin called Arthur McBride. He and I took a stroll down by the seaside, seeking good fortune and what might betide. It was just as the day was a-dawning. After resting, we both took a dram. We met Sergeant Harper and Corporal Cram, besides a wee drummer who beat up for camp with his rowdy dow dow in the morning. He says, my dear fellows, if you will enlist, a guinea I quickly will have in your fist, besides a whole crown full to kick up the dust and drink the king's health in the morning. For a soldier, he leads a very fine life. He always is blessed with a charming young wife, pays all his debts without sorrow or strife, and is always happy and charming. He says, my dear fellow, we are not for sale. We'll strike no such bargain, your bribe won't avail. We're not tired of our country, we don't wish to sail, although your offer is charming. For if we were such fools as to take the advance, wee bits of money we'd have to run chance. You'd think it no scruples to send us to France, where we would be shot in the morning. He says, my dear fellows, if I hear but one word, I instantly now will out with my sword into your bodies as strength will afford. And so my gay devils take warning. But Arthur and I, we took the odds. We gave them no chance for to draw out their swords. Whacking shillelaghs came over their head and played them right smart in the morning. As for the wee drummer, we right through his pouch, we made a football of his rowdy dow dow. Into the ocean to rock and to roll, and bade him a tedious return in. As for the old rapier that on by his side, flung it as far as we could in the tide. To the devil, I bid you, says Arthur McBride, to temper your steel in the morning.
Well, greetings, everybody. Daniel O'Ryan from The Crack Show here. I remember, we've got the brand new live double album just out on St. Paddy's Day, and I hope you'll be having a grand time with it. You can get it at thecrackshow.com. Aye, and I hope you're drinking plenty of Irish whiskey to kill any of those little germs that be wanting to get into your body. All right, sláinte.
Thank you.
That was Furbolg by Circopaleo from their album Roseland.
Awesome. I love Circopaleo. Yeah, well, my guess is that comes from the Irish word fear. People say I'm pretentious when I'm speaking English and I pronounce
things. Well, having played Dungeons and Dragons, I know that Firbolg is a fey creature, as I recall.
Yeah, yeah, that's a cool fact that might or might not have been involved in them choosing this name.
Yeah.
A more direct derivation is that in medieval Irish myth, the Firbolg was the fourth group of people that, according to legend, settled in Ireland.
Yes.
Before the fifth group came in, and then I guess they were persona non grata.
They actually show up in Irish legends. Yeah.
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you a little bit about Scottish history.
Sure, sure, I'll tell you.
It's a very specific Scottish history that you were there for.
Oh,
and
good.
The question I have for you is, how much of a stalker did you think I was when I told you that I was planning to be in Scotland, the particular part of Scotland, the same time that you were planning to be there during your, oh goodness, what do you call your trips, the excursions?
Celtic invasion vacation.
So I don't know, how stalkery did I come across?
I only peed my pants a little bit. I mean, kilt, sorry. No.
I have to say, it was actually a coincidence. We were thinking maybe we'll go to Ireland, and at the last minute we decided, let's go north. Let's go to Scotland. So I greatly appreciate you inviting me to tag along on one of your excursions that you did so much.
Well, I'm glad you came along. It was actually a lot of fun. We had a great time playing music out on that boat too.
Yeah, I didn't realize we were going to be entertained. You brought the auto harp, and I thought, oh man, this is going to be better than I thought. I think my wife and I broke out in song. At some point, a great time was had by all. We should play some more music. How about this pub that we call home? This is by the Poxy Boggards, and I know you like this album title, Anchor Management. You should practice good anchor management so your chain doesn't get all tied together in the anchor locker, right?
Yeah.
Well, allow me to tell ye of a place dear to heart, of each sailor and soldier, both sloven and smart. Each face in that place is familiar and warm, where each traveler weary retreats from life's storm.
'Tis this pub that we call home, and from her we ofttimes may roam, but our respite we'll find in a pint, maybe nine, in this pub that we call home.
Though married but not merry, bearing lowly life's load, and suffering the chafing of my long-winded road, entombed in the womb of this free house in Bath, her walls provide shelter from my wife's wicked wrath.
'Tis this pub that we call home, and from her we ofttimes may roam, but our respite we'll find in a pint, maybe nine, in this pub that we call home.
In the hours when life's hours and I'm weary and beat, to the hopping and coughing I need to retreat. With a pale cup of ale and my good mate's concerns, I'm rested yet bleary to the battle return.
'Tis this pub that we call home, and from her we ofttimes may roam, but our respite we'll find in a pint, maybe nine, in this pub that we call home.
With the raging of aging in my last breath I crave, please pull up the floorboards and dig me a grave. As you rouse and carouse, pour an ale on the floor. If you listen with care, you may hear me cry more.
More. 'Tis this pub that we call home, and from her we ofttimes may roam, but our respite we'll find in a pint, maybe nine, in this pub that we call home. 'Tis this pub that we call home, and from her we ofttimes may roam, but our respite we'll find in a pint, maybe nine, in this pub that we call home.
Thank you.
That was The Road to Listenvarna by Vince Conaway from his album Mutatis Mutandis. This is Greg from The Ren List. The Rennie world continues to be rocked due to coronavirus, as more fairs have been canceled or postponed. The following events have been canceled. The Oregon Renaissance Fair in Canby. The Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair in Bonnie Lake. Ren in the Glen in Downing, Wisconsin. The West Virginia Renaissance Festival in Lewisburg. Additionally, the following fairs have been postponed. The Kentucky Highland Renaissance Festival in Eminence. The Wheaton Arts Fantasy Fair in Millville, New Jersey. More and more fairs are taking their events online by doing live streams of performers, highlighting their merchants, or airing past performances. Be sure to check your local fairs' websites to see if they are participating. Up next is a track by Pride of Ireland. From his album Water, Hops, and Grain, this is Star of the County Down.
Near the Bambridge town in the county town, one morning last July, down a bowling green came a sweet colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so neat from her 2 bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, had to shake myself for to see I was standing there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the sweet colleen that I met in the county down. As she onward sped, sure shook me head, and I gazed with the feeling queer. And I said I to a passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair? He smiled at me, and with pride said he, that's the gem of old Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Ban, and the star of the county town. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down. She'd a soft brown eye and a look so sly, and a smile like a rose in June. And you hung on each note from her lily white throat as she lilted lamenting tunes. At the partner in dance I was in a trance as she whirled with the lads of the town. And it broke my heart just to be apart from the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county down. Well, at the harvest fair, she'll be surely there, and I'll dress in me Sunday clothes, with my shoes shone bright and me hat cocked right, for a smile from the nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, though I'll rust there me plowters brown. And a smiling bride by my own fireside, it's the star of the county town. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county town. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county town. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Charles, your groom porter at McGregor Historic Games, your source for board, dice, and card games from the past. Our games make great props for use in front of the public at historic-themed events, are great for just family fun. Wholesale pricing available. See our website at historicgames.com.
Well, the life goes in circles, as everyone knows, and the mirth and the misery comes as it goes, and the drunkard's philosophy starts where it ends. Have a drink to me, boys, and then hit me again. Names will be shouted and glasses be filled, and the girls will get frisky and say what they will. But the moment of finest reflection must be when you're sending your whiskey home back to the sea. There's buggers and beggars and liars by train, and white blessed angels that visit your bed. But enlightenment waits serendipitously when you're sending your whiskey home back to the sea. Now God is quite homeless and scattered and blind, and he keeps a few things round the back of my mind. And the times he retrieves them are errant and few, but I failed most requests from him, best I can do. He's harboring spirits, the neighbors complain. It's gone to his liver, it's gone to his brain. But it's bollocks, I say. I recall pleasantly having sent all that whiskey home back to the sea. Names will be shouted and glasses be filled, and the girls will get frisky and say what they will. But the moment of finest reflection must be when you're sending your whiskey home back to the sea. Names will be shouted and glasses be spilled, and the girls will get risky and do what they will. But I'm known to break out in such grand melody when I'm sending my whiskey on back to the sea.
That last song was Whiskey to the Sea, and that's by Barley Juice from the album Another Round.
Yay, Barley Juice.
I've not seen them. You know, I listen to the music and I think, wait a minute, somebody who's this good, wow, how do you get them to go to a Ren Fair? So that is so exciting that you get a top-notch band that you can see at a fair. So you get to eat a turkey leg and hear some really – oh, I'm sorry. Your music is good too, Mark. I wasn't trying to say anything.
Hey. I think it's the Pennsylvania Renaissance Festival that they do a Celtic rock event. It's a big Celtic and Celtic rock theme that goes with the festival, which I think sounds like a heck of a lot of fun to see. And Barley Juice has been performing there for many years, I think.
I did once travel to my backyard to attend the digital Ren Fair just to be different.
Now, is there a digital Ren Body Fair, since I know you have the Ren Body podcast?
So I think we have to throw this out to our listeners. What sort of digital, online, virtual body Ren Fairs or performances have you been able to find? So what can we say about the Ren Body podcast? It's been busy. They've got some good stuff out there. Ailstorm, they had a song from Ailstorm. What does Ailstorm do that's body? I'm going to have to catch up on this and see what's going on. It's renbody.com if you wanted to look at it. So this next track, the title is not, I have to sing it in my head to remember the title that I think of.
Wild Mountain Time.
Yes, thank you. But they called it Will You Go, Lassie?
Yeah, this is a track by Tullamore from their album Wild and Wicked Youth.
Will you go, lassie? And you know what? You and I must also go.
Yes, we must go. So thank you all so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed hearing us rant on various topics and things. And
I just want to know how many people heard Mark Gunn's voice at the top of the episode and said, wait a minute, this can't be a new episode. I clicked on the wrong one.
I and only die. Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
You was a good and loyal podcast host who like to get things right. But five or six takes of the same song name makes him shake with anger and spite. He said to his mighty editor, please cut out my mistakes. But the editor said, friend, let's put them at the end and people can enjoy the outtakes.
Now I've accomplished something.
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on getting you to sing, but that's awesome.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Say something personal.
Personal, personal.
Oh, we're going to have to edit that part out. That's not very nice.
I know it's not.
You know what? I think we messed that up. Did we mess that up? You know what? I'm going to assume that this is not messed up, and I'm just going to keep going. If I hear someone else say, in these unprecedented... No, I can't even finish the phrase. I never want to hear it again. So annoying.
Yeah, that just kind of makes me roll my eyes, actually.
And they are precedented. I've checked the history.
Right. Sorry, let's try this again. Take two. Can I share a really quick side note that has might you can use or not use in the thing?
Absolutely.
We were driving around and my wife says, "Oh, that church has a pirate themed playground in the back," which on the one hand, sure, nowadays that's Johnny Depp and pirates of the Caribbean. It's pirates are nice and fun. On the other hand, I'm thinking, do they also have a hell-themed playground back there, too? Because it's kind of just as appropriate as a pirate-themed at a church, right?
Well, that's where you go after you're done being a pirate, I guess. Oh, dear, thank God for editing.
Yeah, I know all about flurrying. You spend enough time with hanging out during a pandemic, and you want to drink a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? That'll do, pig, that'll do.